The nation's largest farm organization is expressing concern about some anti-trade language used by presidential candidates and what it might mean for the future of ag exports. On the campaign trail, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump have all spoken of trade agreements in a way that concerns Dale Moore, American Farm Bureau Federation's executive director for public policy. He says the agreements are critical for establishing new demand sources for U.S. ag products.
For agriculture, these trade agreements are a key part of what helps us not only maintain but take advantage of opportunities to expand markets around the world. And necessarily, when you're talking about trade, free trade is one of those things that kind of sets certain buttons off in the wrong direction.
Moore says the agreements could help American ag products get similar treatment in foreign markets that imported goods receive in the U.S.
There's somehow a notion that the United States, again, I'm talking from the agriculture perspective, that we're giving up a lot in order to get these agreements. The way we view them at Farm Bureau is these agreements are helping level that playing field, because for a lot of countries, their access to U.S. markets is not that limited.
However, Moore is hopeful that the next president, whoever that might be, will warm up to trade once in office.
I think about President Obama. When he was Senator, Obama was not the biggest fan of trade agreements, yet as president, he had the opportunity to push forward successfully the South Korea and Colombian free trade agreements. Similarly, it's been President Obama's team that has negotiated the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
AFBF has been a vocal advocate of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, which has come under fire from some candidates. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.